It's Severe Weather Awareness Week, and all week long here on Q92, we'll be talking with a lot of different people, like emergency managers, county emergency managers, our local Q92 meteorologist, Stan Olson, weatherology people. We'll be talking with health officials, so what to do in case of emergency. And right now on the phone with us is Jared Piepenberg. Jared's with Fox 9 Weather in Minneapolis and St. Paul. Jared, thanks for taking the time and visiting with us here on Q92.
Yeah, no problem. Glad it could work out.
Yeah. Well, we see you quite a bit on television. I do anyway. My wife and I, it's our favorite station to watch. I'm not just saying that.
Nice to hear.
What's it like working with Ian and them, the weather team there at Fox 9?
It's been super fun and welcoming. Everyone's been so kind. I've been out in the Dakotas at a couple TV stations there, a smaller TV market, so this is a pretty big jump for me. So, but it still kind of has that small market feel, like everyone's just so kind and it's just so welcoming here. So it's just been really, really nice.
Yeah, I should mention that you just came from the Fargo-Moorhead area, right?
Yeah. I was at the ABC station there in Fargo, WDAY. So I was there since 2015 until January of this year. Then my wife and I and our son moved down here.
All right, Jared, you know what I'm going to bring up, working with WDAY, don't you? 10 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay, Jared, Will Ferrell is my all-time favorite actor and comedian. I love Will Ferrell. I can't get enough of him. And when I remember that, just tell our listeners what happened. How'd that come to be that Ron Burgundy was on your set in Fargo?
Yeah, that was at the first TV station I was at in Bismarck, KX News.
Oh, okay.
And, a little over 10 years ago now, Paramount Pictures, they were promoting Anchorman 2, and the word is they'd reached out to a local station out in Bismarck and the surrounding area, and some of them said no to potentially having Ron Burgundy do a live newscast, and the station I was at said yes. Oh my gosh, we'll get, so much viewership from that and so much traction of just like, oh my gosh, this small market TV station had Will Ferrell do the actual news.
Yep.
With them, Ron Burgundy. So I happened to be on that newscast with him, along with my other two anchors. Amber Schatz was the female anchor that night. If you've ever watched the YouTube videos, that's her. And her and I are really, really close and good friends. So it's pretty wild. They set it up. He was only at the TV station probably 2 hours.
Okay.
There.
Okay.
And just kind of came in. We did kind of meet and greet quickly, and then we went through the newscast because we've never really done an actual, newscast.
Right.
Then they wanted to do it live, but the only stipulation that our people wanted to do is to record it like 40 minutes before actual news would air.
Okay.
And then it worked out too, so we could get him out of the building, because otherwise what happened is people just like flooded to the TV station to potentially see Will Ferrell there. So many cars parked outside. But he was already at the airport and taken off.
Wow. It's an iconic newscast. I remember when it happened, I said, wow, Will Ferrell's in North Dakota doing a live.
Yeah.
And little did I know that I'd be interviewing you 10 years later. So.
Yeah, it was pretty wild.
You can YouTube. It's still on YouTube, right?
Yeah. So if anyone checks that out with KX News and Will Ferrell or Ron Burgundy, you'll see there's some clips that are broken up. You don't want to watch the whole newscast because it's just some of the funny parts where, he reaches onto the camera when Amber's on there and like grabs her shoulder. You just see his hand and.
Yep.
And he
teased you about something. What was that?
Losing weight or
something.
Oh, the weight.
Your weight.
Last time I saw you, were much heavier. Like, it's all this stuff is just so random. He's just, pulling out of the thin air, and it was really, really neat to see a comedian of like that much talent just like do what he does.
Yep.
just off the cuff, just all those really, really neat things that he could do there. It's just like blown away to watch it really happen.
Awesome! What an experience for you and your crew
yeah.
there. That's cool. Yeah, mm-hmm. I just had to throw that in. You probably live. you that lives with you wherever you go, I bet.
Yeah, now and then someone will bring it up. It's like, oh man, I haven't thought about that in a while. But yeah, what a wild, you know, couple hour experience. Even when they told us it was going to happen, we thought they were joking with us because they wanted it so hush hush.
Right.
That yeah. It was, I wonder like, how. No, you're joking, right?
I wonder how Ron Burgundy would have handled Severe Weather Awareness Week.
Oh yeah, so. Yeah. I think he was blown away with just the regular stuff we were doing in the news. It might be a little bit different ball game to play.
Right. Yeah, that's pretty cool. I just had to bring that up, and
yeah.
So sorry about that.
No. But
anyway,
it's a big week here.
What's that?
It's a big week to just kind of recap things about severe weather for the week.
That's right. Why don't you introduce yourself to our listeners, Jared? Since you're on Fox 9 now, and tell us a little bit about yourself, where you grew up, your education, a family.
Yeah, I grew up actually in central Minnesota, just west of the metro and kind of east of you guys, Litchfield, right on Highway 12 is my hometown. Grew up there with my folks and family and everything. Got interested in weather just because I'm a really big fisherman. So, of course, the weather impacts your fishing. That's kind of where started like the, I wouldn't say obsession, but just kind of like it was in the back of my mind like, oh, what's going on with the weather? Of all things, I went to college for civil engineering up at NDSU and ended up just taking one meteorology course and ended up switching my major. It was the only class that they had, and then ended up finishing out my my college degree with meteorology at St. Cloud State. So I finished in central Minnesota there. Then I moved out to Bismarck. I got my first job in 2010. Was there for 5 years. Loved it. Everyone was super kind there. Then I went to WDAY in Fargo for must have been just a little over 8 years. And now I'm in the metro, which was originally when I started in the TV business was like the career goal. And things just kind of worked out.
Yeah, the Twin Cities market is probably one of the largest or sought after one in the whole country, I'd guess, right?
Yeah, for, you know, TV market size goes by, you know, by population. But, yeah, they're the Twin Cities metro and surrounding area that we broadcast to is, I believe, 15, right around there for, like, size-wise, New York being number one, and then L.A., Chicago, Philadelphia.
Okay. So you mentioned you're a fisherman, and that's kind of got your interest in weather. Was there a specific moment or something that happened to you that you really focused on the weather?
It's like I used to fish so much that, you know, one day you're just catching them like crazy and the next day you're not. And then I just, you know, you notice that, oh, there was a big shift in the weather. And I just kind of like, I remember, and I think it was in high school, for a whole summer I just kept track of the weather conditions and how many fish I caught and water temps and stuff like that in a journal on our computer. And I thought I'd just keep doing that, but I thought, you know what, if I build this database, I can look back on that and get a good idea of, you know, maybe I could piece things together over the years. Sad thing is I only did it for one summer, but I just remember doing that to just see if I could, you know, put some piece of the puzzle together.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Family, Jared?
Yeah, I met my wife in Fargo, and we have a little boy who's 16 months, so that's basically what takes up all of our time.
Yeah.
Little guy. But,
get much sleep?
You know what? Just depends on the day of the week, I would say.
Good. Take us, before we talk about severe weather week here, Jared, take us through a regular routine, daily routine at Fox 9 in the weather station there. When you come into work, is it all different? What do you do on a daily basis?
Yeah, so most TV meteorologists, you know, will come in hours before the actual news goes on TV, and we get in and touch base with, like, sometimes the anchors or news directors, and then we start in to go into our forecasting. And a lot of times there's all these random meetings that you're going into to most days at 2 o'clock in the afternoons, the meeting that we have with all the producers for the newscast for the evening, the anchors, and just kind of an open discussion of, you know, this is what all the reporters are working on, this is what weather is, what, you know, what weather's focus is going to be tonight. And then this whole meeting just kind of goes together each day of, you know, what's going to be on the newscast tonight and what will likely, like, lead each newscast to, you know, like, what's our number one story, and You know, how's the weather going to impact some of the other things that are going on? So that meeting is really important every single day. And in the morning side, here I haven't been involved, but I believe that's really early in the morning. I think that might be around 2 or 3 in the morning that the morning crew does their meeting like that. But then as meteorologists, we put the forecast together, all those graphics that we're standing in front of on the news. We pick which ones of those are going to best tell the story each night. And we have to put the forecast into each one of those graphics. And sometimes we're building graphics right before the show as well, and try to put it all together for each time that we're on air, that we can, you know, be prepared. And then once you get in the newscast, then it's kind of like, all right, here we go. Then the whole rest of the night is kind of ahead of yourself here. Most time weather in the evenings is on all like the 15s. So, you know, at 5:15, 5:30, 5:45, and then the morning show, it's on the 9s for Fox 9.
Okay, what shifts are you on currently then?
At the moment, I've been doing Thursday and Friday evenings, and then Jennifer, who is one of our evening meteorologists and also does Saturday evenings, she is out on maternity leave just for a couple more weeks. And so I've actually been doing Saturday morning and Saturday evening, and then turning around doing Sunday morning. So I've been working 5 shifts in 4 days recently, but eventually I think the plan is to put me more toward the morning side, and then my main shifts are going to be Saturday and Sunday mornings at Fox 9. But any day that I'm here, I'm likely going to be on TV for some show.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk about Severe Weather Awareness Week. If you're just tuning in, we're visiting with Jared Piepenberg from Fox 9. He's a meteorologist for Fox 9 in the cities. And Jared, let's talk about the Severe Weather Awareness Week. What would you like our listeners to know during this week?
I think the main thing is to just kind of recap, you know, what all the severe weather terms are out there. So when we're on TV, you know, what a watch, a warning means. And then, you know, if you're tuning in and myself, or it's just say Ian is live on TV, you know, just highlighting boxes and stuff, and how to be best prepared, I guess, is it's kind of like the whole meaning of this week. Just kind of, you know, it's early kind of springtime every year that we do this, so then you're prepared. So say severe weather starts kicking in here in May, or, you know, especially as we go into more of the middle summer months, are better shot of having stronger thunderstorms just on record. But the whole point of the week is to just kind of recap and have a whole refresher of what's going on with severe weather. So from, you know, what you know, the tornado sirens outside, that, you know, things like that, like those are meant for actually for people outside, not so much that you would hear them in your house. You know, it's one of the days that's kind of the one part of each of the week coming up here. And then I think one of the main things for me is just like what a watch and a warning means. And I've seen some good descriptions of that on the internet too. Like a watch is if you have all the ingredients for your tacos, but they're just sitting out there, you know, on the counter, it's not actually a taco, but you have all the ingredients for a taco. That's kind of like a severe weather, you know, a tornado watch is like all the ingredients for having strong thunderstorms that could produce a tornado. It's all out there for this afternoon, where the warning means like it's happening right now. And so then the other picture on the internet I've always seen is like you actually are holding a taco, like it's there, it's made. So the warning is, you know, it's imminent, it's happening right now. So those are the two main things. I think sometimes it can be confusing from the watch and warning, and you know when you're just, a lot of people are on their phones and they're just kind of glancing up at the TV, and you just see a big box, you know, across parts of Minnesota.
Right.
You're like, oh, that's what we're usually highlighting.
Yep. All right. Jared, what do you like about your job?
You know, even though I'm doing kind of the same thing every single day, forecasting and, you know, doing the newscasts, it's different every day. You know, our weather is constantly changing, and especially up here in the northern plains and upper Midwest, that it's keeps you on your toes. You know, even on quiet weather days, we're always looking in the 7-day forecast, you know, what's the next big weather change that is exciting? Maybe just us as meteorologists, but, you know, that's what we're looking for. And just like those small things that can lead to big changes too in the forecast, such as like wind shifts and stuff like that.
It's right.
It's fun to see that. And as a meteorologist, you know, I'm seeing it usually a lot farther ahead than anyone else, because a lot of times, you know, we're looking out past 7 days and farther than that to get an idea of what's on the way.
Yeah. This past winter was unbelievable, wasn't it, Jared? And what's the forecast for the summer? Has that come out yet, or dry conditions?
It should be coming out here soon. You know, that the Climate Prediction Center will put that out. So, but, I mean, we're still going to have our hot days. We're going to have our cool days, windy ones, and there will be thunderstorms, and some of those will be severe. So we'll be here, and, you know, I'm excited to be part of this team, because I know that Ian is really big on that and very helpful for the community. When there's severe weather on there, he's really preaches that he's going to be there.
Yep.
You know, tune in and count on him.
All right. Jared, I want to thank you for your time. I appreciate it. And you guys do a great job there at Fox 9. Like I said, and my wife and I, Fox 9's on our TV all the time.
That's really nice to hear. Yeah. So, well, I'm just excited to be back here and forecasting, you know, for my hometown and the surrounding region that I know so well and grew up and love.
Yep. All right. Thanks, Jared. Appreciate your time.
Yeah. Take care.
Yeah, that's Jared Piepenberg from Fox 9. And we'll continue with our Severe Weather Awareness Week interviews throughout the week this week.